It is New Year's resolution time, and Mike McGrath, WTOP's garden editor, is here to share some ideas for the upcoming year. Good to have you with us, Mike. So what is idea number one for your lawn for the new year?
For our lawn, the idea for number one on your lawn would be to simply resolve to cut that lawn correctly. That means a 3-inch height, never lower. You'd be amazed at how good that makes your lawn look.
Now, in all the years that you've been giving people advice here on WTOP, what do you think is the mistake they most often make that they need to resolve not to do in the coming year?
They fail to perceive that their lawn, the grass in that, is actually closer to a weed than that of a delicate plant like a rose. So most lawn care problems are the cause of the lawn owner. If they would understand that these are mostly cool season grasses that hate our summers, that need to have a certain height, they would have a great looking lawn without chemicals. Simply resolving to save the money of the summer feeding, for instance, will save them a small fortune. And their lawns will stay green while their neighbors turn brown. And then, of course, the neighbor has a brown lawn. They're throwing more chemical fertilizer on it. It just gets worse and worse. Best thing you can do is be on vacation when your lawn goes through its most stressful period.
Yeah, and we are seeing a lot of brown lawns, a lot of, you know, just standard wintertime stuff going on right now. What should we do to get ready for the spring? Is there anything that we could do right now in the cold weather months, or at least just start thinking about doing?
Really important is this next range of storms is predicted to have an alternative ice melter on hand. If you have a walk right next to your lawn, don't use rock salt on it. Use small amounts of magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, or potassium chloride. Those are the alternative de-icers, and they don't harm lawns and plants nearly as much. And never throw de-icer on top of a 2 or 3 inch snowfall. You shovel it first, then you put the de-icer down to make sure you don't slip and break your noggin.
All right, Mike. We're looking forward to you next year to keep us straight. Happy New Year to you.
And to you. Happy New Year's Eve.
It's WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.